This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So after Sunday's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, is Lamar Jackson now not the number one MVP candidate, in your opinion, Norris?
No. I mean, I know Josh Allen vaulted over him, apparently, in the rankings. And I get it. I mean, he's having a great season as well. But I certainly don't think Lamar's out of it by any stretch. I mean, he had one. That was the worst game he played this year.
Yeah.
Hands down. Worst game he played.
So are we just going to forget the head-to-head battle?
No, can't.
I mean,
well, the rest of his season.
I see how and why it's done that way, and that's fine.
Yeah,
but I think it's nonsense. I think it's something. It's the way we sell gambling. It's the way we sell TV by having this discussion week in and week out. Yeah. Lamar Jackson by far has played the best football, and is proof that just like Josh Allen, what he does impacts with his team, the results of the games for his team. But Lamar has done it better than Josh Allen all year. But I get it. Just because how we go about this thing,
yeah,
it's so every week thing, it's a week in and week out thing. So right now, Josh Allen is going to be the number one. Vegas odds has him as the number one candidate for the most valuable player.
Lamar or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I heard he had changed.
ESPN
yes.
bets there yeah. as well. You got some numbers for us over there, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm not going to break them all down just because it's a lot. But the only category that Lamar doesn't lead Josh Allen in is record, because Allen's 9-2, and Allen has 5 rushing TDs compared to Lamar's 2. But completion percentage, passing yards, yards per attempt, yards per game, passing TDs, interceptions, quarterback or passer rating, rush attempts, rush yards, rush per attempts. He leads him in all of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the argument, though.
So you're saying the same thing I'm saying. This is laughable, almost.
Yes, but I do understand why he might be in front, because they're winning and we're not.
And unfortunately, that goes into it.
It does, because Dak Prescott had some really gaudy stats last year, and he didn't win last year because the Cowboys were losing big games and the Ravens weren't. Mm-hmm. So
can I bring something to the table? Cardinals are a decent team. The Dolphins are not. The Jaguars are not. The Jets are not. The Titans are not. The Seahawks are meh. The Dolphins again, not. The Colts. He beat his quality win, the Chiefs. If you go about quality win, his quality win, the Chiefs. All records aren't built the same. Now, when you go talk about playoffs, it's different from college because you actually have to win. Nobody cares who you beat in the NFL. But when we're talking about MVP, you have to throw those things in consideration, Ed. He's not – their record, their opponents are not built the same. I have nothing against Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson should be the only two that's even considered for the most valuable player. I just don't like the fact that we're sitting here saying that Josh Allen is number one right now.
No.
Those should be the top two candidates.
Yeah. And those can be deceiving too. And that's why I think they have to look at good teams, because Matthew Stafford, when he played for the Bad Lions – before the new Lions, he was putting up gaudy stats every year because
he
had to. He was always throwing. They were always behind. And, you know, he had to, you know, play catch-up almost every game. So he always had enormous passing numbers. But the team sucks. How can you be the MVP?
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up? Rashawn, what's
up,
man?
Good morning. What's up, man? Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, man. I still think Lamar Jackson is the favorite to win MVP. He beat Josh Allen head-to-head, even though they don't face each other technically like that, you know. But also, Jared Goff should be in there. And also, if Lamar win his third MVP, he'd be the first. I know we talked about this last week. He wouldn't be the first quarterback to win it, but he'd be the first black quarterback to win three MVPs, correct?
Well, yeah, because I think Brady's got three. Rodgers has four. So, yeah, because after that, it's twos.
Yeah, some of black quarterbacks. I know McNabb has one, Culpepper, I believe, and
does that mean if he was the first to win two, I think he'd be the first to win three.
Yeah, yeah, that's my point, yeah. Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Hey, Rob, why you ain't pick Trippy up, man? Why you do Trippy like that yesterday?
I was in practice yesterday, man. I got basketball, man. I was in practice. Right.
That's what I was trying to tell him. I'm like, he probably in practice, Trippy hitting me like, man, that's messed up. Mom got a flat, man, you know. I ain't got no jack, and man, you know, and the spare tire flat. I'm like, man, hey, man. I don't know.
Hold on. He's got a flat. The spare's flat. I had no jack. Well, if he had a jack, it wouldn't mean anything anyway because his spare's flat.
I'm like, Rob, I'm like, you calling the wrong person. Rob ain't mechanically inclined, man. He couldn't even get his car started one morning, man, at this driveway, man. Hey, all he needed was a little jump. You know, he was about to call.
What exactly do you want Rob to do if your spare's flat and you got no jack?
I don't care how mechanically inclined I am. Man, don't be putting my business on the street.
Oh, my bad, Rob. My bad. You know, you're a good coach, though, man. But hey, you want to come to work on them cars, man. Hey, we got to throw.
Bye.
That's why we're on radio.
Hey, listen. I am very mechanically inclined. When something's wrong with my vehicle, I pull my phone out and I call AAA.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
It's an electronic device.
Exactly. I know how to work that. Listen, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. That's why those people get paid. I'm keeping people in business, Ed.
That was actually kind of funny.
I'm keeping people in business, man.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with my vehicle. What? Won't start. Come get me. Remember the time I got a flat on 695 and I had to call AAA?
Yeah.
And I was, an hour late for the show?
Yeah.
Dude said, you know your flat's right, your spare's right here. So, yes, I know that. I know you are here, so fix it for me, please.
Yeah.
while we still talking. I got to get to work. I have no shame. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gary in Parkville. What's up, Gary?
How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. You know, I was watching the game against Pittsburgh, and I noticed one thing. I noticed that the Chiefs and Pittsburgh, they're plastering to our receivers, and they're giving up the field to Lamar. And when he takes off, if he takes off, they're punishing them. So that, I think that's their strategy.
You think that's why Lamar wouldn't run in the AFC Championship game? Because of the punishment?
Yeah, and I think they're plastering to our receivers. So I think he's got to take that open field to get them off of our receivers like that.
See, Gary, I don't recall Lamar taking any hard shots against either one of those teams, though.
It seems like he's kind of hesitant because if you look at the Pittsburgh game, I'm like, he had open field, and the old Lamar would have took that.
I'm not denying that.
That's true.
I'm not denying that at all.
Because there was a lot of green in front of him. He did not take off.
I'm not denying that, but I don't think anybody's really punishing him.
No, but also, if you look at just the last couple of weeks, he apparently was nursing something. He had missed practices, and they listed his back knee.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.